This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. U.S. and Iraqi forces say they're now in control of Fallujah after an offensive that started 12 days ago. That operation was an effort to prepare for elections in Iraq. And one development yesterday showed both the progress that's been made and the challenges ahead. U.S. troops found what they suspect was a headquarters for Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. He's the Jordanian believed responsible for most insurgent attacks in Iraq. The challenge is that Zarqawi wasn't there, and many other insurgents are still at large in Iraq. We'll start our coverage this morning with a view from the U.S. military. We called Brigadier General Douglas Lute. He's the Director of Operations for the U.S. Central Command, which includes Iraq. He's at a U.S. base in Qatar.
Fallujah was clearly an important milestone battle for us. It was the most prominent safe haven for both the Iraqi-based insurgency, but also for the largely foreign fighter-based set of extremists who operate in Iraq. One very important outcome of Fallujah is the promising progress report from those Iraqi troops who fought shoulder to shoulder with our Marines and soldiers.
There clearly were Iraqi troops who fought and who died in this battle in Fallujah. At the same time, our reporter who was embedded with the troops reported that there were instances of Iraqis deserting during the fighting as well.
Let me put this in perspective. The Iraqi troops, and there were elements of six battalions of Iraqi troops who fought in Fallujah alongside our Marines and soldiers. These units were formed over the last 6 months at most. Now, to put this in perspective, in my time in the American Army, we wouldn't imagine forming a unit of recruits and then 6 months later putting them into the kind of intense combat that these troops faced in Fallujah. And yet these Iraqi troops, I suspect because they knew what was at stake and they knew that they were fighting for Iraq, were quite brave and able soldiers alongside their American partners.
Does it appear that insurgent leaders and that a lot of their troops got out of Fallujah and are fighting somewhere else?
Well, Steve, we're tracking somewhere in the neighborhood of 3,000 insurgents, that is, enemy, who were killed or captured in the Battle of Fallujah. Now, some of these were Iraqi insurgents and some foreign extremists. The interesting thing we note is that we have not accounted for a number of senior leaders who we know were present in Fallujah before the fighting. This is interesting in the sense that it demonstrates the lack of linkage between the senior leaders of the insurgents and their foot soldiers.
What are some other cities that appear still to be hubs of insurgent activity?
Obviously, the center of importance for all of Iraq is Baghdad. I would not call it a center of insurgent activity, but as goes Baghdad, so goes Iraq. So we watch Baghdad very carefully along with our Iraqi counterparts. We're also concerned to the north with the town of Samarra, which has had a recent dramatic improvement in its situation, thanks to, again, a partnership between the Iraqi government and the U.S. forces in that area. And then further to the north, the town of Mosul has seen a spike in enemy activity over the last week. There's an ongoing operation now to reverse that situation.
We've been talking to U.S. Army Brigadier General Douglas Lute. He is the Director of Operations for the U.S. Central Command in Qatar. General, thanks very much for the time.
Thank you, Steve.